Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Radio Show with the myth breaker, Ron Ametron. This is Anne, and I will be your co-host tonight. Good evening, Ron. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. So, we'll start our call here and our actual special night on BBS, the last day of the year. So, I guess you can look at, in the past, what has all this disinformation cost you so far? So that's a good way to look at your life. And all other lives that you had, the disinformation prevented you from ascending. So that's why you're here. A lot of people say, why am I here? I don't want to live here any longer. What's going on? You know, I want to get out of here. Well, all that disinformation got a hold of you. So let's do a clearing here for maybe an emotional energy that you're dealing with. Maybe end of the year blues. Or maybe you're very excited. If you're a cloned person, and we do have clones listening, what's going to happen? Well, it could be tomorrow for you right now, you know, if you're someplace out there. But basically, when the new programs hit here tomorrow, be a complete new reset on the alien timelines. So they're getting rid of the timelines right now for this whole year. So if you try to think back in your past and maybe look at a month, look at the month of March. Do you have any references going on in March? You know, you may go, you know what, it doesn't feel like I lived here in March. Well, that could be true because they're tying you into these timelines through energetic cordings. Remember, your memories and situations are connected to timelines normally. It's still inside of you. What you bring up a lot of times mentally is those timelines. So if you look back upon your past life this year and it doesn't look like it existed, that's normal because the aliens are taking away the timelines. They have to do that for the clones. They're going to reboot all the clones with the brand new energy. And the brand new energies that they're bringing forward is not, you know, really conducive to humans. So you want to stay on the current timeline of light, which we call the CLS timeline. And if you don't do that, you may be living in a clone-based timeline of reality and wondering why things are not working for you. Remember, it's designed for clones. So don't want to do that. So here we go, everybody. Let's do an emotional clearing for what you're thinking about. Here we go. So one, oh dear, a lot of energy out there. Must be some new people without the emotional clearing. That's why I yawn normally, because there's so much stuff that people are dealing with. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Ron. I don't think we activated the light beings yet.
That's correct. So
that would be great because I know everyone really enjoys that.
Let's bring up the light beings. We'll do the male one first. Here we go. Use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's now bring up the non-gender. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. Female energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right, everybody. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Thank you very much, Ron. And I was wondering if you might want to talk a little bit more about clones. Before the show, we were talking a little bit about that there are clones, you know, and we'd like to try to reach even the clones. And we're wondering how do we do that? How can we reach out to them better? And you offered recently the Clone to Light, Alien to Light, and the, well, there are two Alien to Light clearings. So I want to remind everyone that you can get those for free right now by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send the links to you. And can you just discuss those free healings, Ron, and other clearings that we could be perhaps doing for ourselves and for clones that might be in our lives?
Sure. So what if you do have a clone partner or something, somebody out there, or maybe everybody around you is a clone and wonder why they're kind of behaving a little differently, like they don't have any IQ, they just can't seem to function and connect the dots, well, that's a clone. So normally it's a clone. I can't say 100%, but well, that's the way humanity is coming here, because humanity is probably going to be extinct. So here we go. Let's the clones out there, remember, I have a lot of compassion for those bodies that you look at that walk around like zombies, in a sense, because they're being taken, and what's going to happen to them? Are they going to be like an old car, went into the salvage yard and being crunched up? Well, they still have body organs, and they bleed, and they can feel pain. So that's what the aliens are going to be doing, is probably getting rid of them and bringing in a brand new model for next year. And are they going to put more implants in them? Are they going to maybe create some type of emotional body so they can live here more in emotions? So that's the problems that clones have, is that they don't have a long life. I remember the more the original clones, in a sense, just say going back maybe to the 60s and 70s, those clones didn't last very long. They started to have bone problems. So those clones, so whatever alien race brought them up here, I think they only had maybe like a 30-year life expectancy. Then they started to fall apart. And I also watch them fall apart on YouTube by going into different sites where you're actually seeing shapeshifters and things. A lot of those are actually a clone body that shapeshifter is in, and they just start to age. And all of a sudden, you may see a new model come forward. You wonder why maybe somebody in the movie industry or whatever, why all of a sudden they look like they dropped 20, 30 years in their life. But wow, this is really strange, you know. But, you know, that's how they look now, and nobody normally wonders how and why unless you can get a picture of that person. They actually had a picture of the president here on YouTube with gray hair. That was a couple days ago. I went, that's interesting. All the ones that I've seen before did not have that. So anyway, and it all depends what shot they want to take of that person, you know. So, but anyway, you need to look at kind of what's going on with even yourself. Are you aging a lot? Do you feel like your energies in your body is changing? Are you going to be replaced? And so that's why we have the Clone to Light clearings, so that you can have a spirit put into your body and also have a body made of light. So remember, when you see these photographs, you know, when were they taken, and what's happening there, you know, what's going on? So you have to kind of look at that energies and see what's happening. And the poor clones, they don't really have a choice because the alien race that created them they decreate them and bring in another model, a newer, better one, or they may get upgraded. But right now, like I said, they're basically taking away the alien programs for 2014 that the clones are running, and even yourself as you connected to them. Remember, you're corded to situations and events through their timelines. So if it's not attached to your body, by all chances, you know, it could be very easily attached to you through, you know, these alien-created timelines. So they're being taken away now to get rid of the past history of what happened. Well, that's an easy way to look at stuff. If they get rid of the history, then you don't know anything about what happened prior, and you're like brand new again. And for that reason, you may not know about things that could be happening that's very detrimental. They can put in a new timeline saying that eating certain food a certain way is wonderful for you, you know. New brand new scientific study is this stuff is great, where 2 years ago you knew that it, you know, all they had the skull and crossbones on it. So you have to look at what's happening. Hopefully you stay on the now timeline and you don't get abducted and taken away. So the clone to light clearing is very good for people. If you suspect yourself being a clone, and we got a lot of clones listening, then you may want to do that clearing to so that you won't be affected by what the aliens are choosing to do to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thanks so much for the emotional clearing and for all of that information. And I know that you have a lot more to share with us tonight. Would you please do a mental body clearing so that we all have clarity and are really present for this show tonight while we are lucky enough to have you to listen to?
Connecting with the energy. So here we go, everybody.
Thank you.
Mental clearing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Doesn't feel too bad. Do it again. One.
So thank you, Ron. I was just in the midst of asking you, or maybe you could just really, everyone might need to be centered now because maybe they're a little thrown off by being thrown off the air. So if you could kind of bring everybody back and I was just asking you, is everyone now on the CLS now timeline of light?
Yeah, so here we go, everybody. Let's put you back in there in case you fell off. So here we go. One, two, three, four, oh dear, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We lost a couple.
Well, anyway, hopefully people will call in again.
Yeah. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We have several requests already for the free clone to light and alien to light clearings, and I think everyone is going to be very pleased to have those. And someone else recommended that while you're running those, you also run the spirit integration clearing, which is at the bottom of a lot of the healings. One that I use often is the Alien Oxygen Code, which is a free healing on the left-hand side of Ron's website. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, by the way, in case you're a new listener. And when you go to the free healings, you'll see the Alien Oxygen Code, and there is a spirit integration there that you can run while you're running the pairings. Okay, so we have a lot of things to get to, Ron, and this might be the same subject of clones, I'm not sure, but we have two kind of similar emails, and so I'll read them both.
Okay.
Dear Ron, I sense an energy shift going on around this end of year. Are you noticing the same, and do you have some insights what's happening and how we can be safe? And someone else, you want to say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we'll get them both at once here.
Okay, the other is, yesterday and this morning I felt very upset, and I know I went into darkness and chaos. What is happening? Luckily, I have the power of creation lightship in my life and quickly went back to my healings and cleared myself. So it's two people wondering, what's going on?
Yeah, it was a really crappy day yesterday. That's what I found. So what's going on is that you're probably on timelines and you're being rooted off of them, shaken off. So you need to realize that stuff is happening beyond your concerns and beyond what you can do about it, because you're on these timelines. Remember, it's kind of like being on an amusement ride and you can't handle it, like a roller coaster going too fast for you and you can't get off, and then all of a sudden they do this quick turn on you and you come flying out of the car and you wonder where you are because you're lost in space. I would say probably do the space-time clearing. Definitely do that one. You don't have to necessarily do the timeline. Maybe lost in space. I'd go on the website and do the space timeline crash. Bring you back here. Otherwise, you may be out there in limbo. So that's one thing that you may want to do. That clearing is free when you do the timeline crash. I think it's also available as a paid clearing if you wanted to do that also. But I'm sent to you when you do the timeline crash. Have two codes sent. One is for timeline, one is for space. So that's how you get that. And you have to click on, after you do PayPal, there's a link you click on to bring forth the codes to you. There's another button after you do the payment. So that's needed. If you don't do that, you probably won't get the codes. But the main thing is you're probably out there in space. Let's do a space-time crash for everybody if they felt a little weird today or yesterday, or even during the month here as these things are being released. Remember, you may have a situation or a wonderful memory. Let's say you have a beautiful memory, December 1st, and it was just great. And let's just say maybe, I don't know, most people deal with love energies. So let's just say that on December 1st, you fell in love, okay? Now you look at the person, and because the timelines are being taken away, wonder why you fell in love with this person, because the timelines brought you into that situation, meeting the person, maybe brought you into the affair to be with them. And now you want to go back and say, boy, I want all that joy that I had a month ago, and it just isn't there, because they're taking that stuff away from you. So that could be what you're feeling, and maybe you're lost in space. So we'll take one of the energies maybe from this month. So think of this month's time as these energies are being released, all the timelines that you have lived on, and they could be good emotions or bad emotions, but you're out there experiencing stuff beyond your wildest dreams and connected. So the cordings are being released. You may actually feel alone now. I'd even feel abandoned. Like, why am I here? I don't want to be here. Why am I here? There's no joy. Well, joy is something that is on timelines. In the now, there's no joy. It's just peace. So let's do a clearing if you're lost in space. Think of that one situation, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Just so you know, several people are chiming in on the fast chat that they have also been having bad days, crummy days. Someone said something about there were solar coronal mass ejections. I don't know what that means or what that is, but maybe solar flares or something, and that could have been part of it. And someone asked, can you... I think, do you feel like everyone's cleared from the phone or the internet to going off, Ron? Someone asked, can you FaceTime crash that?
Sure, okay, here we go. Yeah, because that would be a good way for the dark side to get you as you're listening, and all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, did I leave or do they leave? Well, we're still here. So, and I was talking to Ann during the interruption. Oh, let's bring you back, everybody. We're really talking through the whole thing, and you know.
Right. We didn't know.
Oh, go. So, one, bringing you back from the space-time. You're out there in the Beyondo, floating around. Remember the 2001 Space Odyssey movie when Hal didn't like that person, and the guy's out there floating around now in space. So, here we go. Bringing you back. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okay, everybody. So back to you. We'll see what kind of comments we get in.
Okay. Yeah, let me check here. Yeah, people are pretty relieved that... Do we want to combine? Someone's asking timeline and space-time crashes. That's a yes. But you said do the timeline first, right, Ron, and then the space-time.
First do the timelines, and then, typically, maybe you don't only come back 5% of the time, so you want to do the space-time crash. Right now, kind of anything goes, so it's hard to say. But back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I just wanted to add... a couple of shows just recently, you've mentioned the nano clearing, and I sense that might be a good one for people to be running right now. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely, yes.
And that's $25 to run once and another $25 to make it a whole life. So that's really worth it if you can do that one. And on one of the... free healings that I actually sent a couple out while we were off there, and we'll send them out after the show. There is an alien DNA disconnection on one of those free alien clearings that you can check off. And I just wanted to say that normally Ron says do this for people you know or clones or aliens, but just to be clear, Ron, you are suggesting we should all do it. For the next few days,
I would do it probably daily. You may find yourself being captured. So, it's hard to say what's going to happen next year. But they are bringing in more timelines that are brand new. So, if you notice right now, like I said, maybe we can have people comment on the chat room if they can. Have them look at this year and how much memory do they have, and you find January, February, March, you know? Or is it just strictly a void? You look at it and you go, well, yeah, I remember that. And then look at the other years. They'll be gone too. What they're trying to do, and you have to listen very closely to this here, what they're trying to accomplish is to make the dark side look like the light. So it'll make people have really maybe no memory from, talk about clones here, okay? So make the clones have no memory of the past, and then they'll say, oh, I'm in the now. I have no memory of the past. I'm in the now. This is where we need to be. So they're actually probably taking what I've been talking about for years of being in the now, and now the clones are going to have that experience of being in the now as they're taking away their programs. So you have no program, then where are you? You have to be in some type of now, but it would be the dark side now. So we'll probably be getting a lot of that on the expos and stuff as people will start to say more about being in the now. And, you know, most of the people being clones will be able to recognize, oh, yeah, I'm in the now. So take note of that, everybody. And if they're trying to get rid of all your back history. And then the other thing that some people have commented on, and I think Ann kind of touched on it at the beginning, on clearings and healings, some people do clearings, and then they get in peace, and they really kind of at first enjoy the peace. You know, this is fantastic, you know. Well, then what happens? You get tempted to go back into duality because the duality gives you the emotional roller coaster ride. And you go, you know, I don't want to be peaceful. I want to be able to go through the emotions over again because I want to feel like life is a roller coaster ride, and I'd like to have that thrill of up and downs, okay? And so some people just can't handle being in peace, and the dark side will tempt you. Also test you with that. So remember, if you start going back into your past, and you start regurgitating all of your traumas and dramas, by all means, it will come back to you. You do have it stored inside of you. Clones won't have that. They won't have that luxury of being able to go back because it's a program. You know, it's like a bulk eraser, like they used to have in the old days with magnetic tape, you know, with your reel-to-reel tapes and things, computer tapes. They just did a bulk eraser and erase everything on that tape, and it can be brand new over again without any information on it. Another way, with the newer people, it's kind of like a system restore on your computer, or you're wiping out your complete hard drive to reuse it for something else. So that's what's happening to the clones. Find that people just don't connect the dots, and that's the reason. So remember, you can, you know, since you have free will, free choice, you can go through and think about something, bring something to yourself that you've already had a clearing on, read all of your stuff, and you can go back and re-enter into that stuff over again if you, you know, would like to do that. The light's not going to say, no, you can't do this here. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. So you can do whatever you want to do. And unfortunately, then you're back to where you started at without having any clearings. So can you, you know, invalidate your clearings, have them taken away? Well, they won't be taken away, but you can stop them from working, you know, and bringing more stuff to yourself if you choose to. So that's why I say don't go into your past garbage, because you're going to be reattracting it to you, and then those have all those timelines on it. You don't want to get stuck back into your old timelines, live in misery. But some people may want to do that. They may think that peace is not where they want to be. They want to have the thrill of life. So I thought I'd bring that up, as there are people that I know are out there regurgitating their past after they have a clearing. It's much like having a light ship, you know, healing that we have at the expos, where you go into the light infusion chamber. And then the people come out, and then they go to somebody who does laying on hands on them, and they do, somebody does massage work, touching their body, getting every energy that there is from the whole expo that they've worked on these people into them. And then, they do all this stuff. And, all these people are doing is taking away your light because you became more light. And then they're stealing that from you, stealing your spirit, your soul, and your body energies, and then recontaminating you after they stole it. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. It's a shame when that happens, and we have an email almost exactly on that subject I'd like to read to you. Dear Ron, I personally know 5 people who did the organ rejuvenation healing last Monday. 2 went right back to the mind control and belief in their issues and diseases. 3 of them know they have health. I had said to one person, remember, we have to have faith. And they replied, no, we need to know. So it's kind of what you're saying. Hopefully people know you do a healing, you're connected to source energy, your healing is complete. You don't go looking to go back into the mind energy of what's wrong with me, testing it out, feeling it. You just let it go.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, you don't want to reinvestigate your past, you know, because as soon as you start looking to see if the healing worked for you, no, you're using mind energy, then you're contaminating yourself. So that happens to probably a lot of people. They don't realize that just one thought can invalidate your whole clearing. Then where are you? Now you're back to square one because you chose to have it taken away from you. Dark side would love it. They'll take all of your energy out of your body, but just suck it out of you and put you back into misery. That's what they want out of you anyway. It's up to you to hold the energy, to hold who you are. So anyway, that's the way human race is. But the clones, I don't know what to say about them. I do kind of feel, in a sense, sorry for them if the dark side is going to eliminate them completely, which is a possibility, okay? Well, as they're going to be giving them new programs, maybe they need to have new internal body parts or whatever. So, things happen. Anyway, that's what they're doing now. That's why people probably are feeling a little bit strange as of this stuff happening. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. I just had a thought, too, as far as protecting ourselves. Is it a good time for us to all be running the Earth protection as well? Might that protect us from some alien attacks?
Probably not at this time, no. But you could run it. The reason why I say no is because you need to work on yourself. You want to get onto that maybe alien attack page, or at least do the pre-clearings to get the stuff off of you as they try to abduct you out of here.
Right. Now, we talk a lot about being on the CLS now timeline of light, and that's what you want to command out loud for yourself every time you think of it. So someone is asking, and this is an interesting question, if we listen to archives 24/7, would we stay in the CLS now timeline?
I would say that would be probably 99.9% yes.
Very interesting.
Ross, yes. The energy is coming into your room, and that's how you would stay connected. Yes, I'd say, and then leave the light beam up, too, if you can do that.
And yeah. I had something to add to that, because archives are only an hour. I mean, our shows are actually a little less than an hour usually. But you have some wonderful talks that you have given that are on YouTube that are quite long, and different things on your website that are long that we could put on. And that would be the same thing, correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Because anytime you do something, you're bringing source energy to us. And again, I don't know, who might be listening, and most people know this, but I feel, could you just describe again source? Because I know I'm amazed when you said that people come out of the light chamber and go to another healer, and I saw that happen also. But even just the people that just will walk by and not notice your booth and your beautiful pictures of the light beings, and it's source energy. So what happens? What goes wrong with people that they don't recognize source energy and they feel it? They have to feel it if they go into the light chamber, for instance. But so what goes wrong there for so many people?
Yeah, number one, what you have is a lot of the practitioners that have booths are probably doing their magic, we'll call it, on the people to get them to come to their booth, number one. Remember, the light does not do anything but put light out. You can't control the light energy. Life's in non-judgment. So you have all these people judging, fighting for the same $5, and they're coming through trying to take you sideways. So the people that do recognize the light will come right over to the light chamber instantly. I have people who show up all the time. So the other people could be cloned out, or they had went to somebody already, and they got some kind of spell put on them so that they can't realize and sense the light. So that can happen.
Okay. Yeah, that's really a shame when that happens. And I just also wanted to add to something you were saying earlier, Ron, about people seeming like they just enjoy emotions. And I think that happens over the holidays. People get emotional because our culture and our society and the religions are kind of pushing that. Maybe it's family time, movies. So I was wondering if you could perhaps do a quick clearing for us if anyone had an emotional or watched some movie or something that made them cry, and maybe you could take that away from us, or felt lonely.
Okay, so here we go. What we'll do is I'll have you look at that emotion, and we'll just take it away from you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So I took about a third of it away. Now look at it again here. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, this should be gone now. One, two, three, four, and five. So just kind of see how you're feeling. And you should be able to feel a lot of energy, but nothing on what you're looking at. You should feel like peace is in the place of where you were looking. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Someone just sent in a nice testimonial. Just wanted to let you know that the organ rejuvenation clearing took away all my injuries from an accident.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that is wonderful. So thank you very much for sending in that testimonial. I have a feeling we'll keep receiving those testimonials, Ron.
Yeah, what can happen is, you could possibly be like work in progress, you know, or in process. So typically the healing's done, but your body may need to catch up with the healing. So what I'm not saying is that the healing never worked and it's going to take you a month to get well with your situation. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that your body, you know, maybe something was wrong with your body, and maybe your body has to maybe get more red blood cells or white blood cells, or to have your thyroid rebalanced, and your body now can do that as the blockages are taken away. So you may find results happening to you out of nowhere, wondering, wow, this is great. You know, 2 weeks later or whatever, I feel wonderful. And before I had pain, and it's gone now. And you may not even associate it with what happened on that Monday. But just know that your body is on its own healing process. And whatever it needs is what it's going to take for it to get to go through what it needs to do for that. So you may start to have things happening to you, and you may look at it and not even realize you had a problem. Maybe you limped, and all of a sudden one day you woke up and you're not limping, and you forgot about it completely because you're walking fine. The past is taken away from you. That's the way the light works. It doesn't allow you to have traumas and dramas. It just heals you, puts you into peace. So you look at your limping, it's going to be peace. Well, you forgot about it. And now you see somebody and they go, hey, you used to limp. And you go, oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? You know, so it may not even be in your consciousness of your condition, you know, that you've had. So back to you.
That sounds delightful. Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, here's an interesting question, something that might help some people. Last New Year, I had people call me from different places while I was listening to the radio of all of the celebrations, so that at the stroke of midnight, you know, there's always celebration and the ball dropping and all that. And then she said, I felt dizzy with so many timelines. I had the timeline crash and space-time crash. Should I be ready this year and not call or listen to the radio so that I will be here in the CLS now?
Oh, okay, that's a good question. So you can still watch TV and radio, but if you're in the now, you can still see it. So I'm not telling you to avoid everything in your life. You can still be in the now and live your life. People do the mind of heart drop know about that. They know that they can be out there in the public and still live their life being in the now. So that's about what I can say. So if you want to watch that, go right ahead. But you may not feel emotions on it. So back to you, Ann.
Great. And you know, just a last question. Should we crash as we go out of 2014 into 15? Like be, I guess, running...
Well, they're already
time.
Doing the major crash to get rid of everything. So, you know, I would say if you have a situation that you're still seeing around you, you may want to write it down or do timeline crashes on it to get it neutralized, because you still have that issue. What could happen is that they could take away those timelines and your issue may even vanish. So that could be a positive thing. But if they have the timeline still there and it's invisible and it's still radiating stuff to you, then if you write down your issue, then very possibly, if that's the case, if they still have it but you're not on it, but it's still transmitting to you because you're living there, but you're not really energetically connected to it, but they're transmitting stuff into your head connectors, then you may want to do some timeline crashes on it. As through next year a little bit, just to get yourself out of that. That would be an awful trick, is to have you have amnesia, still suffer with the situation, not knowing what it's about. Oh, back
okay.
to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, someone else is asking, just to go back again, that's so helpful, but... If you run clearings 24/7, for example, the emotional clearing, will that also help you stay on the CLS now timeline?
Yeah, as long as you're dealing with or having those emotions, yes. You want to get off the emotions, but you may have to go deeper sometimes, because you may have, maybe you have anxiety or fear. So just by doing emotions alone may not be the end-all, be-all. You know, see where else you have situations with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start. So we'll just say that, I'll just say maybe you have 20% of your energy tied up in other types of invisible bodies. So by doing the emotional clearing, we'll say you get rid of 80%. But you may have 20% maybe in your fear body, anxiety body, pain body, all these other bodies that store this stuff for you to keep you from being killed by the aliens through psychic attack energies. And people projecting stuff on you. You may have issues there. So the emotional clearing is great, but they have something else that they can get you. That's why we have the other clearings on. So you just need to look at it. Everybody's different. So you may be one of those lucky people that You only deal with emotions. You don't have any pain. You don't have any of this, any of that. And that might be perfect for you. But remember, you do have other bodies that may need to have, you know, a clearing with. So look at that. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We have a couple of comments. I guess some people never got back on. That's a shame. And if they're not listening, this won't help. But tomorrow, BBS will kindly post the archive of tonight. So if you missed any part of it or worried that you did, please go there tomorrow and listen to the recording of tonight's show. And let's go back into that fast chat. Oh, one person said, I'm listening to the show, and all of a sudden, I have no idea what you just cleared and no memory of what I was listening to. Strange to have that happen just when you were just talking about that. So that doesn't necessarily mean that listener was taken out by aliens, right? It might just mean that she just got really clear and in the now.
Yeah, that's possible, Maybe that program left you. What we're talking about may have been one of your programs, and we cleared it away. Now you don't resonate to it. You may have lost what we were talking about because it doesn't relate to you. That could be a possibility.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have a question for tonight. Can clearings work for people with severe forms of mental disorders like schizophrenia or bipolar, and which ones do you recommend?
I would say probably what I would, I'm assuming you already have your emotional clearing, so I won't go into that at all. So you should have already had that. If you haven't, that's where you start at. That's what you need to have for all the clearings. Probably except for the death barcode, okay? That one you can do without having the emotional clearing. Also do your spirit barcode without that. But I would say all the other clearings on the website need to have your emotional clearing because that's where you're living, and the emotions bring you your stuff. So people have stuff, and that's how you want to get rid of it, is through the emotional clearing. From there, what I would do, okay, since you're dealing with mental stuff, we have a mental barcode. You may want to get that off of you. Anything that deals with the mind, you might type in mind. I do have a IQ clearing on the website and a education clearing. Both of those may help you. But you want to see kind of what your condition is as far as some type of thing where you're losing your mind or something like that, in a sense. Might even try the alien attack page. Maybe you're getting stuff from the alien coming to you. So, you want to do that for 30 days so you can take advantage of all the different clearings. I'm taking away, if it's not off now, I'm taking away the one-week one. That is not... I thought it would be great to have 1 week to give people samples, but actually probably not good because people are not experiencing all of those clearings and don't have enough time. Maybe they buy it for a week, and then from there maybe they only can put 3 hours into it, and they may not even get the right clearing to help them out, and they think, well, this is not working. I'm not going to ever go into it again. So it's counterproductive that way. So I'm taking off the 1 week on that one. Have to buy it for a month. That way you're going to be able to get in there and actually do what you need to do rather than just, a couple hours or so testing the waters. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And people will know who've done that healing. It has a lot in it. And in the past you've said, and I think you're referring to the week, to not do more, to try to work on more than 3 or 4 at the most of those choices, to maybe run through everything quickly, but then spend the week. So when it's a month, is there any way you would suggest that we handle that you know, or run them differently?
Well, if you're going to do clearings, you want to have one particular clearing and use that one clearing for the one issue for different clearings. You don't want to mix up a bunch of different clearings to try to get a bunch done in a certain amount of time. So if you deal with fear, then maybe do fear of this, fear of that. Go in and do different clearings that relate to fear, especially timeline crashes. But you don't want to mix yourself up with like, oh, I got high blood pressure. I'm going to do a clearing for high blood pressure. And, oh, yeah, I got an ache in my tailbone. I better do a clearing for that. And then, oh, yeah, you know, my dog bit me in my leg. I got to do a clearing for that. You know, you don't want to get into a bunch of different things and go across the whole map. You want to stay focused on what you're clearing. Because remember, you're taking off layers. And the different clearings can help you take off more layers at one time to give you the end result of being in peace. That's why, like, when we go to the lightship on Saturday nights, I just tell you to do one particular clearing. That's the way it works. I just do one so that you can have the light beings focus on one area that you want to have worked on. Don't want to go all over the map with your clearing. Just stay with the same general type of clearing that you're doing. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now it's pretty much time to say goodbye, unless did BBS say we have a little more time tonight? Or
I don't think.
Not today. Okay, so unfortunately, Ron, we have
we
so much
out.
More to cover. So.
Oh, boy. Timeline dropped on us.
Oh,
here we
okay,
go.
So.
Everybody, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. Thank you all.
Bye all.
And our next program on BBS is Friday, Station 2. So here we go. Mind to heart drop, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. We're commanding your spirit to do this for you. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, we'll see you later. Blessings. And see if you're here on Friday. Bye, everybody.